We forgot about the nuts. I'm pleased to share that we have indeed completed our Christmas card. For those who just want to see the goods, I gotcha, boo. Sometimes you just want to know how the story ends without the exhaustion of going on the hero's journey. In honor of those friends, I give you the Gallagher's 2021 Christmas card. Merry Christmas from our nutty family to yours. The centerpiece this year was a nutcracker, and the answer to the poll question I posed, do you think we will place a nut in the nutcracker, yes or no? I think it is safe to say that both answers were correct. Hashtag, sorry, Dean. So, if that's all you came for, then you are good to go. I'll catch you next week with my first post in the new year. Hashtag, 2022, please be kind. However, if you would like to learn a little more about how we got to this final image, then buckle up, Buttercup, because it definitely was a bit of a process. Hashtag, twists and turns. When last I left you, it was 4 days to Christmas, and we had chosen our concept. All that was left was going from the idea stage to the make-it-happen part. Of course, as I had mentioned, it was 4 days to Christmas, which is not really the best time to be starting something like this. Hashtag, the struggle is real. A side note, thanks to all the ideas that were sent in, I already have the concept for next year, and the plan right now is to do it over the summer, so that 1, we are more timely with sending out our card, and 2, we don't have to lay on a cold driveway in winter. Hashtag, not fun. Initially, I thought we would create the card on the 26th, because in my mind, there was no way I could get all the prep and drawing done before Christmas. But it appeared that Mother Nature had other plans for me. You see, when you are doing a chalk drawing on your driveway, it's kinda important that the weather cooperates. So when you see a forecast showing 5 days of potential rain, you either abandon the idea altogether, or you figure it out. Hashtag, figured it out. Once the initial drawing was complete, then my characters got into place to make sure proportions were correct before I finalized the drawing. In order to get distance and perspective so that it actually looks like we are interacting with the drawing, I take the photo from a ladder, which means our pictures are taken in 2 stages. First, the girls get into position for their picture, then Dean and I have our picture taken. If you look at the picture of me and Dean, you'll notice 2 things. 1, that hat wasn't doing me any favors. Hashtag, yikes. 2, we were in a different position than what is shown in the final card. This is where it gets challenging having a single individual be the art director, illustrator, and photographer. Sometimes you lose the story. After I looked at our picture, I knew I didn't like it, but I couldn't figure out what it was. Of course, the rest of the group gave me a resounding, "It's fine." So I packed up my chalk, put away the ladder, and called it a day. Early the next morning, aka Christmas Eve, while I was lying in bed, it wasn't visions of sugar plums dancing in my head. Rather, it was the answer to what was bothering me about the drawing. We forgot the nuts. How did we do a nutcracker concept with nary a nut in sight? So I pulled out my chalk and ladder, drew a few walnuts on my driveway, and had Dean take my picture for the second time. We didn't need the whole crew for this adjustment, and considering it was practically the crack of dawn at 9:30 a.m., it was best to let sleeping teenagers lie. We are very pleased with the final product, and as long as cards are dropped at the post office before January 1st, I consider it a success. So this is last call for anyone who isn't already set to receive one of these cards in the mail. Drop me an email with your address, and one of these bad boys will be sent to you via snail mail. I am especially excited about the photo we are using for the back of the card, which is from a photo shoot we did in the fall with the brilliant Ron McKinney. Hashtag Ron McKinney Photography. Seriously, He is so fantastic. And if you have any family photos or senior portraits or milestone moment you want captured in beautiful photographs to have forever, Ron is your guy. I hope you enjoyed this behind-the-scenes look at our annual Christmas card craziness. As this is my last post of 2021, I just want to thank you so much for allowing me to share with you every week. While I still consider myself early in the process of figuring out what I'm doing in my creative endeavors, I hope these posts have given you some encouragement to find your own version of creative expression. From some of the feedback I've been getting, sounds like I am solidly checking off the entertainment box for a number of you. These days, I'm thinking that is time well spent for me. Hashtag, laughter is the best medicine. Side note, but still get vaccinated. Let me know if there is anything you want to hear more about this next year. Otherwise, I'll just keep making this up as I go along. Hashtag, it's what I do.